Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I've been working on my memoir. It's called Burning Bridges, Overcoming a Life of Privilege, Fame, and Power. I have enough of my own therapy to deal with. I don't want to hear about yours. And I said, you're right. I'm very famous, and I deserve special treatment.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Fortune Feimster and Zach Noe Towers join the show. We talk about party food, disliking magicians, and Fortune's fancy new car. I'm here with comedians Fortune Feimster, Zach Noe Towers, and comedian Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
And apparently Paige Davis is a comedian.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so we were talking. So Paige is a waitress at a very, very nice upscale hotel, restaurant, bar. And I guess she was talking to you about how she waited.
Not me.
Pej.
Oh, she was talking to Pej.
Pej, yeah. And I do look very similar. I know.
I get you guys confused all the time.
Similar vibes. Similar
left you on Shameless.
She was waiting on Catherine O'Hara,
yeah.
Which
is who's a queen
icon.
We love
and
her.
And I guess Pej was just so excited because Catherine, you know, laughed at all of her jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "What jokes?"
You got so stuck on that.
I'm like, "What are you talking
what
about?
Jokes?
What jokes?
Funny. Can you do you remember a joke?"
We're like, "Catherine O'Hara's the queen," and you're like, "Joke."
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
She might have been really cute. I don't know Paige that well. I just met her at your Hollywood House Lift party.
So what happened? Did you guys talk for a while or
no,
what?
No, she and Amanda came up, but I hear everyone's voice, but I don't know what everyone looks like. So it was taking me a minute to realize that was Paige and Amanda from the show. And she's like, "I am Paige." before I get like, have a conversation, and like they were gone.
Yeah,
so,
she's funny. She is funny.
I would have told
you. You're laughing at her jokes.
No, I haven't heard her jokes, but I think she's fun. Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Funny person.
No, she's in hospitality. She probably has things like ready to go.
Oh, like pre-planned jokes.
Yeah.
I bet you hated
or
that.
She's just quick.
When it's
she's probably quick.
When it's empty.
Okay.
So So then by the time I processed, I was like, oh, wait, that is Amanda and Paige from the show. So
did you get pulled in every direction at the Hollywood Houselift premiere?
It was fun. Yeah. I mean, I got to talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I didn't get to chat with anyone super long except for Jackie.
Jackie Schimmel.
And Max, who's so sweet.
Max, her only gay friend.
Yeah. But he makes up for it.
One. She got one.
Not you. We don't call you a friend.
She's a lesbian icon.
I'm a colleague. Jameson's texting away. Look
no,
at him.
No, I'm posting for the show. It's part
I'm
of my job.
Doing notes. Get off my back.
Did you enjoy Jackie Schimmel's Hanukkah party?
I loved it, and I was sad I had to leave early. But I had a party I was supposed to go to that I got to save the date for like 6 months prior.
Right, so you went there. But you and I were talking about the food at Jackie's.
Yeah.
You really wanted a hot dog.
I did.
But you thought, let's be honest, you thought the food was going to be better at the next party.
Well, I had two parties in
this
one
This is
night.
What you told me.
Was it Kathy Hilton's?
No, it was my friend was turning 40. It was her 40th. Her dad's Martin Short.
Oh, so you thought because Martin Short, you thought that the food was going to be better.
The food
He's a good
was
cook.
Good, but it was more like past apps. Like there was less like love in it, like Jackie coordinated this food.
You could just say the food was better at Jackie's.
Food was better at Jackie's.
Yes.
Oh. But I was saving my appetite for the second party.
I know you were, and that's why you didn't have a hot dog with Stassi. And I
didn't. Oh, I love Stassi. She was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have loved to have had a hot dog with you guys in the kitchen.
But see, you were waiting, and then you got to Martin Short's, and you just didn't have the food you thought.
But you know what makes up for it is I met Joni Mitchell. So
okay. Ooh. But you were hungry when you met her.
The hot dog of my life.
But you were obviously very hungry at that
moment.
No,
I had a piece of pizza.
Oh, pizza. At Martin's?
Yeah, it was like a casual past app kind of thing. It was a fun vibe party. Dancing, singing. You know,
yeah,
singing,
but you didn't have the hot chili dog with the cheese and all the accoutrements.
I will say the funniest part of the Hollywood House of Party is that Jackie and my wife Jax are very simpatico when it comes to people doing magic.
Oh, no.
Was there someone doing
that? There was
a
close-up
magician. You didn't know this?
What?
You didn't know that someone...
I hate magicians.
Yes.
Oh, he had me in my corner pinned for 10 to 15 minutes.
No.
What are you talking about?
How did you not know this?
That was not sanctioned by Hollywood.
Did y'all not hire this guy? He was in Rogue Magic?
I don't even know if he was working for us.
Oh, my God. So
a cater waiter gone rogue.
So Jackie, Jax, and I are talking, and this guy comes up, and he's like, who wants magic? And everyone looked the other direction.
Of course, I'd run.
And everyone was like, we're thirsty. So I was like, oh, sorry, bud, we got to get a drink. He goes, I'll find you. And we're like, oh, no.
And
You changed clothes, Shane. You put on a gown.
I'm like, we're about to disappear. So we go get a drink. I'm thinking, dude's going to read the room. They clearly don't want magic. And
he came
we
back.
Got, as soon as the drinks were in our hand, he was like, pick a card. And we're like, no.
Did you pick a card?
Yeah, we had to. We didn't want to be
So
mean.
He did a card trick. Was it good?
It was a good card trick. But we were, Jackie and Jack do not want magic done in front of them.
Well, I'm not sure he even worked for us.
Yeah,
we
they hired a magician.
It's supposed to be a tarot card reader.
That's what I approved.
That
I did not. I did not approve a magician with card tricks.
So, did he tell you your fortune?
He did not.
He knew we were going to be bored the next
was
10 minutes.
Was he attractive? No. Was he straight or gay?
I would have to say straight.
Okay,
yeah, straight.
But he cornered you.
Well, so what he where oh where he got us not you sorry oh. I angered.
Wow,
is,
angry.
We like sat through the thing the trick and then he goes big round of applause if you want another. So we're clapping for him to be like we're done and then he did a fucking another one.
Oh no!
Oh, the best part was when I went to valet. I handed them my valet ticket and it was my card. It was a Jack of Spades or whatever with my name on it.
That's so...
And they go, ma'am. I go, ah! You won't leave me alone.
I don't like magicians either. So... And I remember we went to that magic castle, remember?
I don't mind magic. It's my wife and Jackie were like not having it.
And then the secondhand heat of them not enjoying
themselves.
Yeah,
them not enjoying it. I didn't want to make the guy feel bad. I was like, listen, I will stay for this show for sure.
Paige Davis, full circle. Catherine O'Hara was headed to Martin Short's birthday party.
There you
what?
Go.
What?
Wow. So you saw her there.
I saw her. She was lovely.
Oh,
she was so sweet.
Did she eat?
Yeah.
The food.
I can't remember.
She didn't like it either. Pizza.
No, the food was good. It just was casual.
Yeah.
Not
but
enough.
You didn't eat any of it.
But there was huge stars there. It was really cool.
What time frame was the party? I think that determines food.
Later. That's why it wasn't why it was more casual. It was a later party.
Well, let's talk about this because I have three holiday parties that I have to go to, right? Mm. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Then I go to New York on Friday.
Okay.
Every one of these parties starts at 8.
Yeah.
On a weekday.
Oh, weekday.
That's
on
not
a
late.
Weekday. Every one of them is at 8
Seven.
O'clock.
Are
Seven.
They, are
agreed.
They gay? Is it
Seven.
Gays?
One is gay.
Okay.
That
no,
won't
they're
me
not
late.
Gay.
No, they're not gay.
Oh.
That's, I'm sorry. That was my wishful thinking. They're not
I'm
gay.
Manifesting.
8 o'clock is late on a weekday.
Toys for Tots charity thing tonight.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm so into charity.
You're so
I never say no to a charity. And then all we got to do is buy some toys.
That's sweet.
And then we get free drinks. It totally makes sense. We'll drink $100 worth of.
It's a fair trade.
It is a fair trade. And then tomorrow night we have an Amazon. That's the one at the studio where they're having on a set.
Right.
Which is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then Thursday.
That's not until 8.
But even Amazon.
Strack is having a party.
Oh, I wasn't
on Thursday.
Invited. That's weird. I don't know.
You could be my +3.
She's like, Jeff, why are you bringing all these people to my house?
Name them.
Name them. Name them. Name them.
We saw Kyle Richards, by the way.
We did.
At Jackie's.
She was so nice.
Have you met Morgan before?
I had not. I had never met either of them.
She's very cute in person.
Yeah, very cute. They were both lovely. We had a nice conversation.
Who else did you talk to?
Stassi.
Did you bailed before the
singing.
Before the cousin or the uncle started the acoustic guitar?
I bailed, but I would like that. You don't like, you and Jax are like the same. She would be like, yeah, and we have to go.
I couldn't get that door open fast enough.
I like a sing along.
I'd take magician over sing along. Yeah, I think so.
You guys.
I would too.
Yeah.
What
and
is wrong
like,
with
I don't
you?
Like magicians or mimes, and I would do that all day long over singing with an acoustic guitar.
There's something very vulnerable I don't want to be a part of with a man and his guitar.
No, I prefer a piano sing-along. How about that?
That's okay.
Yeah,
why
that's
is there
good.
No joy in this room? Oh, my God.
There is joy, but yeah, we have our, you know,
we have our limits.
Pet peeves.
Okay. Yeah. But singing, no, yeah. A sing-along is not one of them?
A piano, like a piano bar? Yeah, I'm down for that.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I just don't want to see a man acoustically like singing to us.
Okay.
I don't either. That's why I left.
Yeah. I went on a cruise once with my mom. It was a lot of time together. I ended up on the top bar a lot with a coffee, and I watched a man sing acoustic guitar while I questioned all my life choices. And so maybe I have a soft spot for guitar players where I'm like,
but
I'm
not
on
magicians.
A cruise with my mom. I need to find a wife.
Have you been to Magic Castle?
Yes, I like the Magic Castle. Mm.
Okay.
Open Sesame.
I felt the magic wasn't that good. That was my issue.
I think they were trying out new people that night.
Like, it was like weak. I was like, if I'm at the castle for magic, like it should be like the best magic I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I like the Magic Castle, so.
I've only been once. It was fine. I don't need to go back.
No.
I think, right?
Unless we get invited.
It's a fun thing every now and then.
Let me ask you this, because I don't want to be cheap. If I do the toys for tots, right, you got to buy a toy.
Yeah.
Shane spent like $12 on his toy. I just think he's gonna
spend $40,
and he's gonna drink $75 worth of alcohol.
Right. That's true.
$40 is good.
That's like with the Barbie. It's like a Barbie coffee shop thing.
Shane can spend $40. You can spend $100.
I got to get something for Hot Joe too.
Who's Hot Joe?
Hot Joe's my plus one.
Oh yeah.
So I got to get him a toy. And then what about Brogan? Did he get a toy?
No, we went to Target last night.
Brogan.
So you got one $40 toy that you're splitting.
No, he also got like a Hot Wheels thing.
How much was that?
Very gendered over
40.
Here.
Okay, all right.
I got the girl toy. Square. I got the girl toy.
No, Jameson was invited to this party tonight.
Oh, Jameson.
Toys I won't for be top. There.
Yeah, why?
I have other plans.
Like what?
A sing-along.
I'm going to a wreath-making event.
Oh, wow.
I hate wreath-making more than magicians, more than mimes, more than acoustic guitars, more than piano sing-alongs.
I told her, oh, God.
Don't make me give you my excuse, please. It's embarrassing.
That's not a real excuse.
Jameson's like, we're going to have magic, we're going to have a guy playing guitar, we're going to have wreath-making.
It gets worse. It's at the Beverly Center.
Wait,
in the public?
Oh, that's
you're
dark.
You're making wreaths with strangers?
Yeah, that got really dark really fast.
I thought this was at
where? Like P6? Where?
It is. It's on the 6th level. That's
don't,
true.
No, don't go there.
It's by true. The Sabaro.
What are you doing?
It's between the Sears and the Aldo.
My friends and I are participating in it, so it was a thing we're doing together. As
like
a
as a dare?
No. Exactly.
So we're going to make wreaths.
Wreaths?
Wreaths?
We're going to make this wreath.
And I'm going to hang it on my door. I'm going to hang it on my door. Yeah.
Oh, Paige is a little.
What's happening?
I'm funny as shit when I'm working.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Off the comp.
Can you work here then?
But I don't really understand why you're doing this. What do you mean participate?
It's a class. It's led by someone and you have like a form and you put like, you know.
How long does that take? Why can't you go to the party after?
Why are you going?
Party doesn't start till 8. Oh. What, wreath making doesn't start till 10:30?
Nah, I'm good. One and done.
Whoa.
What time does wreath making start?
Wreath making starts at 7:30. 7:30.
That's late.
The ball closes at 9, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to tell you.
But not P6. That's open later.
No.
And are kids invited to this?
I guess
the
anyone can go.
Like
who
I hope there'd be some kids.
Yeah, I think it's primarily going to be kids.
Well, it'll be what it'll be.
Huh. So, it's just adult gay men making
so have fun without me, miss me, and
we'll
drink
miss-
up.
I have questions about that for tomorrow. I want to know how many people. I want to know the age. I want to know the demo.
I'm seeing 5:30 to 8.
Oh, shoot.
I feel like you can
do
both.
Oh, James.
Oh, you just lied.
You've because been outproduced.
You might have gotten wreath? There right before the wreath closed.
You told us 7:30.
Well, that's what I thought it
and
was.
No, you told us 7:30 because the party's at 8. Oh. But it's at 5:30. You have plenty of time to go make your big gay wreath and then head over to Toys for Tots.
Gay wreath.
Nah, one
big
event in one night
wreath.
For me.
Oh, okay. That's so you it. Hate kids.
That one, I hate kids. Two, one.
There's
event.
No kids at this party. This party, it's
but
an adult event.
He hates giving to if kids.
You can just make like,
oh,
them
okay,
do it.
I understand that.
Rockin', awesome.
I've already donated toys to kids. I'm done.
I don't think he wants to go to your party.
No. It's not my party.
Well, this whatever this party, he's not biting.
I'm making
off.
A wreath tonight. That's my
I'm making a wreath.
Bring the wreath and give that to
activity.
The
activity. I just got off of like 100 days of activity.
Yo, I'm making a wreath. Leave me alone.
Some people can make wreaths and do other things that evening.
Did you say wreaths?
Wreath. Wreath. Wreath.
He's going to go make
those
wreaths.
People are better than
wreaths. Kiana Wreath.
Okay. I guess we won't be
that
seeing you then.
That wreath says
sorry.
Be excellent to each other. Anyway.
Now, yesterday, Shane and I went tile shopping. Nice. We will be continuing to shop for more and more and more tile.
A lot of bathrooms.
And unfortunately, this guy, who I've worked with for years, mm-hmm. very, very professional.
Yeah.
But I said, you know, what's going on? And he said, well, my boyfriend, my partner of 10 years
no.
broke up with him on Sunday.
No, that's right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas. And you guess what I read this morning?
What?
December 11th is the most popular day of the year to break up.
No.
Right before buying presents and invites to big holiday gatherings or wreath making parties. I would break up with Jameson if I had to.
Wow.
Yes, if I had to go to a wreath party.
December
but
11th.
It's December 11th because they don't want to spend the money on Christmas
yeah.
gifts. They don't want to deal with the meeting the you know going back to the family.
Right, right.
You don't want to go to somebody's in-laws if you're breaking
no.
up with them.
So one person's super pumped. They get to like go to a party single and
yeah.
and have a good time. The other one's devastated.
10 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, he's younger though.
I was talking to Frank about this last night because I thought that article was interesting.
You but saw the article?
Yes. I was thinking, oh, maybe sometimes it's Valentine's Day, but what I realize what's unique about holidays is it's the family gatherings. So it's that added pressure
yeah.
of introducing your partner to your family.
Or going back and dealing with that for 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, why do I have to do that if I'm going to break up with the person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, people are they're calling it quits this
wow.
week. This week.
You better get in there.
What do you mean?
Rebound.
Oh.
Oh, all the newly single men on December 12th today.
They're weak and vulnerable.
I will mm-hmm. say, though, I said the bright side is I've never seen, because he's my age, mm-hmm. I've never seen him look so good. And I'm like, okay, I know that you broke up on us. I'm so sorry. I know you're going through this, but why does your skin look so good?
Yeah.
And what is he
like,
taking?
All the crying.
Let's get to the important part.
It's a drink. It's a drink, which we'll
isometric.
A drink?
What is it? Yeah. Isometrics? What is it or something like
happening?
That?
The rep is a chump. And so I was texting
the rep
with
is
her.
A chump. He drinks this drink every day. It's $150 a month.
What?
I don't know what's in it, but the guy looks 10 years younger.
What?
His skin looks so fantastic. I said, what happened to you? What did you do? And he goes, I started this 6 months ago. It took about 6 months for his skin to change.
Yeah.
He looks so good. What is it? What is it? It's a fountain of the youth is what it is.
It's
but
like
we should have the chump
shit.
Sell, not only sell to us, but sell to other chumps.
Yeah.
So she can get the money, you know, the commission.
Get
and then
money.
Maybe it could be like in the shape of like a triangle. Where
a pyramid.
You're at the top.
And I bring in seven people and then I cash out.
Chumps sell to chumps.
I drink the hopes and dreams of every person moving.
What's it
to
called?
Hollywood.
It's isogenics collagen.
Isogenics.
Collagen. Yeah. Oh, there yeah. are collagen. There's something there.
You could
I don't
just
know.
Get a big powder thing of collagen, right?
I do. I have
probably.
That too.
And put it in your drink.
Vital proteins.
Yeah.
I put that in my coffee every morning. But this, my skin doesn't look like this guy's.
Right.
And it was like. Before mm-hmm. it was kind of like blotchy and
but don't have bad skin.
It is all smoothed out. But this guy looks 10 years younger.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
What is it called again?
Isogenics.
Isogenics. We need to look into that. We need to do a little not a lot of reading, but a little bit of reading.
Thank God.
Yeah, you should find out what's in it.
I don't want us to hurt ourselves, but we'll
There's
do a
like,
little bit of reading.
We have a splash of placenta.
Something's working with that.
Yeah.
I say we try it.
We can talk to Val.
Okay.
She's the chump.
Val's the chump. And the irony of it is she lives in Stu's building.
Oh. What?
All right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I guess we'll have that delivered.
Exactly. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Had another coffee reading.
I think I'm gonna have mine done with them at some point.
I'm in another negative one.
No, really?
No. Wah, wah. I'm prepared for it now. When
more
I
more volcanoes,
in.
Tsunamis,
a lot of snakes.
Storm.
I don't want a negative
two snakes
one.
Have joined into one, and it's like, oh yeah, volcanoes, everything.
Oh.
So I mean, I look at it as like a warning.
Yeah, like to change your course.
No.
Oh.
Just to, you know,
get fuel,
put my armor on.
To become better.
Launch attacks, put my armor on, prepare myself.
To have forgiveness in my heart. To lead with a kinder touch.
No, actually, that's not the message I got.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Oscar, when do you leave for Gatorland again?
Gatorland?
Is this Gay-A-Y? Gatorland?
It's, yes.
It's about to be on Friday.
Okay. What is
Gator? Yes, queen.
I leave on Sunday at 6 in the morning. But Gatorland isn't until a week from Friday.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. It's just a bunch of guys in Speedos swimming with gators. Hey.
There's a white alligator, I guess, that was born.
Shout out.
Did you know that? I read it.
No, I didn't.
Guess where it is.
Where?
Gatorland.
Gatorland. Oh, my God.
What is Gatorland? What is this?
A land of gators, if I had to guess.
It's in Florida. You could go when you go for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing shows in Florida.
Oscar's going to Disney World, but it's making a stop at Gatorland, which is like an alligator park.
It's just a swamp boat.
It's all about alligators, and they have different animals there that you can pet if you decide to, and you can zip line, which I've decided not to do anymore.
I know. They cover you in meat.
You should see the safety stuff for Gatorland.
Oh, yeah. You have to sign away your life.
Why? They have showed you a video?
No. They said you have to sign the waiver before you get a brief safety update.
So sign the waiver. You don't have to do it.
I asked about the zip line and I said, what are the safety precautions? And they're like, what do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean? And they're like, well, what if I fall in the water? Oh, we've never had that happen before, so you shouldn't worry about that.
There's a guy.
There's no boats. There's nothing.
They
don't have a contingency plan.
There's a guy with one arm. Die. Hey, I took this chance. So should you.
But that's scary. There's nobody there to rescue you if, like, the hook breaks or the rope breaks.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
Do not do the zip line.
I don't think so. I love this too much. So, yeah.
Love what?
I can't drive my new car if I don't have any limbs to drive it.
This isn't Jeff?
Yeah, I love radio. I love being on the air. And
this job?
I don't want Friday to be my last day.
I would choose the Gators over this job.
I would choose
the Gators. He kind of has, in a way. If this is not a pool of Gators, I do not know what is.
Yeah, this is the West Coast version of Gatorland.
The white alligator's so cute. Let me see. Him.
I do feel represented in the white alligator.
Okay, I might want to see him.
No, it looks like one of those hairless cats.
Yeah, it does. Those are hard to take care of, too. A lot of maintenance.
Have you had a hairless cat?
Todd and Carrie did.
Oh,
yeah.
What kind of maintenance?
A lot of maintenance.
Oil change.
Less hair than ever, though.
Their skin gets really oily. There's a certain way of cleaning them. You have to use certain products. You have to do it. Yeah, it's a lot.
And they're cold all the time.
CBD oil.
Yeah.
And then, and you're constantly scared when they walk in the room.
Oh, terrifying.
They're so jarring.
Yeah.
Anyway. I went out with someone who had one. It was freaky.
Yeah.
Really?
But the people that have them are obsessed with them, so shout out.
All right, let's talk about your stand-up dates in Florida, since you're going to be there.
I would love that.
St. Petersburg, Florida on December 28th,
sold
correct?
Out. Sold out, baby. Orlando, right after it, low tickets. But Jacksonville and West Palm Beach, that's the place to be. I'm doing West Palm Beach at the Kravis Center on New Year's Eve, so 7 o'clock, come to the show. Then
Jacksonville's on the 30th.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jacksonville's on the 30th. West Palm Beach is on the 31st.
Yes.
But you said there's still tickets in Orlando?
Yes, but low
on
tickets.
On 12/29.
Yes.
What do you mean low tickets?
Like, I'm
like way up there.
Well,
there's three.
Yeah. But Jacksonville and West Palm have tickets left.
Okay, and you go to fortunefeemster.com.
I think people should make a night of it, because I'm not going to Fort Lauderdale on this tour, so if you live up that way, come down to West Palm Beach.
And then Eugene, Oregon.
That one's sold out.
Damn.
Wow.
There's a lot that are sold
Hell
out.
Hell yes.
Oh,
so
Vancouver.
That's sold out.
Then why are we promoting you?
No, I'm telling
you. Why are you here?
Let's talk to Zach.
No.
He has tickets.
Washington, D.C.
Zach has almost every ticket available.
Yes. I have a high ticket warning.
Yeah, there's no problem getting tickets to Zach's show.
Madison and Milwaukee. Los Angeles.
Sold out.
Los Angeles, New York.
Sold out.
Toronto.
D.C. Those are all going to sell out.
Oh, and today we're announcing...
Sold out.
I mean, there's a lot of sold out shows. That's why I'm saying people need to get their tickets. Philadelphia. Zach is going to be with me in Chicago. That one is sold out.
And it's her biggest one yet. 3,500
seats.
Wow.
The Chicago Theater. Already sold out, baby.
And Madison, two shows.
Madison, two shows.
Now,
I'm on both those.
There's tickets for that.
Yes.
Oh, and the big announcement is that I'm filming my next hour special. And we're announcing today the tickets are going on sale this week. It's in Seattle.
When?
At the Moore Theater, April 13th. And Zach will be there opening for that, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, Zach,
an honor.
You're recording a live episode of your podcast, Confidentially Insecure, at the City Winery in New York on February 6th. Tickets at ZachNoeTowers.com. Do you have your schedule, aside from what you're doing with Fortune, do you have your schedule yet for the next few months?
A few dates. It's weird. I'm doing like a college festival, which I had never even heard of. It's like a weekend thing.
Yeah.
I'm doing a gay cruise.
Nice.
But I don't have any like headlining dates to really promote right now.
They're coming.
But you go to ZachNoeTowers.com.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to call you out because your whole shtick is that you're relatable.
Oh, God.
And that you're like the every woman.
Oh, by the way, my website's fortunefeemster.com in case you
If you want tickets to Fortune Feemster's show, go to ZachNoeTowers.com. But someone's had a lot of success, and it's starting to go to her head.
What? You are so full
I pull into P4 today, and guess what Fortune gets out of?
Wow.
Brand new Range Rover.
Wait, I think that was you pulling in when I...
Oh, she doesn't
I
give
didn't think
a
it was
fuck.
You, though.
She doesn't put her turn signal on. She doesn't stop at stop signs. She's famous.
There was a valet guy dragging underneath the car.
Oh, she doesn't give a fuck.
I'm turning red right now.
And then, did you see when she walked in? Because she's like, do you want to get... I don't need a validation.
I did not say that. I went right for the validation.
I'm kidding.
This bitch doesn't
want to
pay $20.
But you did turn
I do have a fob, but I forget it every time because I have a new car.
Yeah, Fortune came
Listen,
out of a brand
dude,
new...
that's a sexy car.
Thank you. I will say, hopefully,
wow.
People can understand that
you're rich.
I work my ass off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the end of this tour, I'll have done 100 cities in a year, than a year and a half. My last tour, same. So I'm not sitting around twiddling my thumbs hoping for success. I'm out there doing everything possible to have a nice life.
Congratulations. Thank you. Beautiful car.
I appreciate it.
I saw the interior.
But I honestly don't ever splurge. I'm like wearing t-shirts from like 10 years ago.
No, you are so relatable.
That's just sustainable. That's good.
But I
just humble and
relatable. I don't ever splurge. And this was my big splurge. This was my one thing where I was like, all right, I'm going to do this.
You're feeling guilty.
It does feel weird sometimes, but I love the car. It's pretty
right.
But I do work my butt off.
Yeah, don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
I have like 6 jobs.
What do you love most about the car? What's the trick in it?
It's it's like driving a big boat. It's not the best, like, economically for gas.
But you don't care anymore.
It's a great car.
Environment? Who cares?
God, you really are something.
You wear the same t-shirt.
And by the way, Jeff's driving the same exact car. So let's get straight. Yeah. Him and his 8 employees that are getting his groceries. He's like, Fortune, why are you so busy? And I walk in, he has a staff of 10 people.
Oh, Jeff Lewis.
God, I don't know why.
Creating jobs in America.
Yeah. By the way, I don't even have an assistant.
But you have a wife that does a lot for you.
She does do a ton.
Everything.
But I'm just saying, I don't go crazy.
I don't have anyone.
You pay people to like you.
I know, it's getting really expensive. Everybody wants a raise.
No.
God, I know.
So that's my assistant, basically, is my car.
Okay, so also I read, you know, because we're all going to these holiday parties, these super spreaders. And by the way, I've got 3 DMs or texts from people that I got them sick.
Oh, no.
I'm not the only sick person out there.
No.
But everyone is blaming me.
You started the wave.
Yeah. You actually sound a lot better today,
I'm not
too.
Ground zero because I rested yesterday. I went to bed at 8:30.
You tell everyone you're sick when you're, like, not feeling well. You just need to, like, play it cool and then
we
all blame
sound
you.
Like, this is like,
I don't tell anybody I'm sick. I tell everybody I'm sick because I don't – people are like, go to shake my hand. I'm like, no.
You want the information out there.
I don't want to be responsible for getting you and your whole family sick, because clearly people think I am responsible because they text me, you got my husband sick. No, I didn't. Well, maybe I did.
What were you with her husband?
Did you kiss the husband?
Not that I can recall.
Okay.
But I had cold medication with 2 martinis, so who knows?
What's that called? That might be more of the problem.
I stopped taking the DayQuil. It's screwing with me.
Just go right to NyQuil.
That stuff is like speed. I mean, no offense, DayQuil. I mean, it's great.
Oh, not
take your
DayQuil. So
don't come for me,
right,
DayQuil.
No offense,
but a lot of that stuff really hops you up.
It does, and I just didn't feel right, even with the NyQuil too. Yeah. The next day, so
feeling better now?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel better.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm doing the nasal spray.
Mm-hmm. Addicted.
Which,
that's
my God.
Good.
But until your nose starts bleeding, because that's when you know like you've had too much.
No. Wow.
Yeah.
Or just the right amount. I swear by Theraflu. Have you ever taken that? Theraflu,
yes,
severe cold.
Yes, mixed in with the hot water.
Yeah.
Yes, I like
it,
that.
It works.
There you go.
What do you take?
I get in my new car.
Just lick the interior.
Just go for a drive.
Just go for a drive with the wind in my hair. No, every time there's a cold, it's like all hands on deck. Like, yeah, it's like Mucinex is usually good.
Yeah, you have to because it costs you a lot of money when you can't travel.
That's right. Okay.
Or do you still go anyway, like me?
Do you get IVs?
The last cold I had, luckily, I was off the road that weekend. And so I chilled for 3 days and felt better.
Also, raw garlic. I start popping raw garlic.
That was going to be something
else. So did I. So did I. I'm like, okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Yeah, I got a little worried. Whenever he opens his mouth.
Raw anal sex.
I did that once, the raw garlic. It is almost impossible to swallow raw garlic.
Oh, you can swallow anything if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
There we go.
Penis, come.
Oh,
sex.
Oh, okay.
Go to break. Hurry.
Speaking of which, you can check out After Hours with Zach Noe Towers every other, they've really committed to you, every other Thursday.
Shut up.
At 9 o'clock.
Shut up.
Every third Thursday of the month.
God, the gator is coming for us both.
The Zach, white alligator.
Zach, we need to hug each other during the break.
On Netflix is a joke radio, channel 93 on the SiriusXM app. Also, you have your show, Fortune. Is it still daily?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday.
What a Joke with Papa and Fortune. Weekdays on Netflix is a joke radio, channel 93. So you're on 5 days a week.
Yeah, rerun on Friday. Oh, I have my podcast,
you're
Handsome.
Very successful podcast.
Yes.
It's killing it.
It's doing so good.
And we had just announced today that we're starting to put our episodes on YouTube as well.
Visual ones?
Yeah, we
get paid for that.
Yeah, we shot some in person, and then we'll have our Zooms on there too. It'll be a mixed bag, but it's great. It's like 4 million downloads in 3 months.
Wow,
it's crazy.
Did you hear Fortune complaining that there was no valet when she
what?
Pulled in?
I hate valet.
This is all right. This is all gone to your head.
That's why you're wrong, because I hate valet.
I don't want poor people touching my car.
I need to go lay down.
In my Range Rover.
There's a full bedroom in there.
I mean, you just got it. It doesn't even have license plates yet.
I was like the poorest person on Hollywood Housewives season one. I mean, come on.
Were, but not anymore.
I
now
mean,
you're the richest person.
I mean,
Hollywood House
Love. These shows are going well.
Yeah. Did you watch season two?
I have watched
the
first
two
episodes.
Yeah, that's what's streaming right
they were
now.
They're great.
Aww. What did you think of? I mean, I think there's a clear difference between season one and season two.
Yeah.
I mean, a good way.
Right.
One, you're not on it, but also,
I mean, that part is a real bummer. I mean, kept looking for myself.
We had you on when you were still humble.
And oh my back god!
Back at the old house, the old Fortune.
Yeah, not the new mansion.
Not.
Yeah, that was before she bought the mansion and the Rover.
Oh my south god! The you guys fortune. Trying to keep a woman down.
Oh here we go. We've heard enough of that the last few months.
You're a woman. That's the next thing people are asking. Yes, I am. What did you ask? Oh, it was like elevated. Like it seemed elevated.
I think it's faster. I think it's funnier. I think the we got a lot better, a lot stronger cast this year.
Oh shit!
I'm
man.
Kidding. Yeah, we
no,
had,
you had some really good.
We had a
people,
great cast
yeah.
in season one. We did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the SAG strike really helped us.
Yeah,
because everybody
were like,
was home. Everybody was
that?
Home,
and they could do that.
Yeah. So wow. that I mean that helped us a lot.
But
I don't know what we're gonna do season three.
There are not a lot of shows.
Just Anthony and me.
Again,
ten episodes.
There are not a lot of shows like that I would have said yes to, but because it was you, and I really always liked your work, and it was a good show.
This is why I'm rolling my eyes. If
no, I'm serious.
You would never ever agree to it today.
I would never agree to do a renovation
so busy.
Show.
It's so crazy. She's still complimenting you.
Yeah.
Even though she's buried in insults.
Thank you, Zach. Trying to bring a good woman down.
I mean, I feel like you were on
Zach
the whole season.
Allies.
The season one was Fortune and Anthony.
Well, it was because
we
didn't have
fun.
Enough things shot, so we brought her back. In
we
episode
were supposed
seven.
To film season one for 2 weeks.
I'd like you back for season three, but you've got all those rooms in your mansion.
I'm open to it. We'd have to convince my wife.
Yeah, she and I are good now.
Y'all were totally fine. You've always been fine. She's just very private.
We weren't always fine.
Well, you like to poke the bear.
But we are fine now.
Yeah.
Now that we don't work
You've
together.
You've told her 3 times this last week. You know I do like you, right?
Well, I keep seeing her around. Yes.
She's like, well, now I'm starting to think, how much did you not like me?
Questioning, yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large 2-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.